This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Salamu ala Nabi al-Kareem wa ala Ali wa sahabi ajma'in amma ba'd. Today's recitation includes three surahs, Surah Mu'minun, Surah An-Nur, and Surah Al-Furqan. And these three surahs together, what they have in common is that each of these surahs describes for us the qualities of the true believer. And so if there's any part of the Quran to study, if you want to know what it takes to be a true believer, this is the section to study. That the juz begins with Surah Al-Mu'minun, which itself begins with a description of the true believers, called Aflah Al-Mu'minun. The true believers are successful. And a list of qualities are given. Those who pray their salah with concentration. Those who guard their salah, meaning they pray their salah on time. Those who avoid things that waste time. Those who avoid immoralities. Those who pay their zakah, and those who fulfill their trusts. That these are the qualities of the true believers listed at the beginning of Surah Al-Mu'minun. The next surah, Surah An-Nur, builds upon one of these qualities. And one of the qualities listed in Surah Al-Mu'minun are those who maintain their chastity, those who live a moral and dignified lifestyle. And Surah An-Nur is a description of this lifestyle. Surah An-Nur is a description of all the qualities we need to have to be morally, rightly guided, chaste individuals, and all the things we need to avoid as well. So it is in the surah that we have the command to lower the gaze. It is in the surah that we have the command to observe hijab. It is in the surah we have the command not to enter someone's home or room without their permission. All of this is part of our morality. In the surah we also have the prohibitions of zina, and anything that leads to zina, and of accusing others of zina. All of this is mentioned in the surah. And so this is building upon the previous surah. That these are the qualities of the true believer. One of them being that you avoid all that is immoral. How do you avoid all that which is immoral? You follow the commandments in Surah An-Nur. And this is a very important surah. It is a surah that the Sahaba would recommend teaching to one's children when they come close to the age of puberty. Because in this surah is everything they need to know to protect themselves and guard themselves during that critical time in their lives where there is so much of temptation. And so every family should make this make an opportunity or a time to sit with their children while they are pre-teens or in their early teens and teach them the tafsir of Surah An-Nur. Because all the qualities you need to be a righteous, chaste individual are listed in the surah. And then we have Surah Al-Furqan. And Surah Al-Furqan ends with a description of the true believers. And this is actually in the next juz, so it will only be recited tomorrow night. But I'll include it here because it's one topic. Now this surah ends with a description of Ibadur Rahman, the true worshippers of Ar-Rahman. So this is an even higher level than Al-Mu'minun. Right? Our iman is of different levels. We have Islam, where you believe in Islam or you are a Muslim. You have iman, where you truly believe, where you feel that Islam in you, it drives you, it changes you, it motivates you to be a better person. But higher than that, you have Ihsan, where you worship Allah as if you can see Him. That you have this close relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is what is described at the end of Surah Al-Furqan, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described the qualities of Ibadur Rahman, the true worshippers of the Most Merciful. That these are individuals who have humility, individuals who avoid fighting and quarreling and sectarianism and getting into arguments with people, individuals who spend their nights in Qiyamul Layl, in Tahajjud, people who think about the hellfire and ask Allah to protect them from it, people who avoid the major sins, and if they've ever fallen into major sins, they ask Allah for forgiveness and make tawbah. And then the last quality listed here of Ibadur Rahman is that they make dua, not just for themselves, but for their families. And that dua is a very important dua. And I'll end with this dua. We all should memorize it. We all should say it every single day of our lives. The dua, رَبَّنَا حَبْلَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَزُرِّيَاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنْ وَاجْعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. O our Lord, give us as a gift from You, from our wives and children, people who will be the coolness of our eyes. And make all of us the role models of the righteous. So this is a beautiful dua for oneself, for one's spouse, for one's children. That you have that love for each other. Qurrata ayun means that you love. When you look at each other, you'll feel love, you feel happiness. But not just for the dunya, but for the akhirah as well. Because you're making dua that for yourself and your spouse and your children to be the role models of the righteous. Imam lil muttaqin. That the righteous look up to you and the righteous want to be like you. Meaning you're not just making dua for your children to be righteous, you're making dua for your children to be so righteous that the righteous look up to them. So So this is a beautiful, powerful dua. Each of us should memorize it. Each of us should try and say it every single day. These three surahs are very important. And I highly recommend that everyone takes time to study the tafsir of these surahs and implement it in our lives, because these are the qualities needed to succeed in this world and in the next. Subhanallah, Rabbil Izzati Amma Yasifun, wa Salaamu Alal Mursaleen, wa Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.